GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. His text message said he'd be here, rain or shine. It's neither raining nor shining out there right now.
Depends on where you are.
It could be freezing rain, but Dr. David Cloutier of the VZ Vet Clinic online at vzvet.com is taking a seat in Spaces Studio 7A, ready to answer your question about your dog, your cat, or...
or your cockatoo.
At 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039. Send us a text message with your pet question if you'd like into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT. Or you can, as always, send us an email...
you've got mail.
...into the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Do you have a sled dog team? Is that how you got here?
Yeah, the Huskies hauled me in this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
The sheriff asked us to mention.
Did you see that?
I saw from Sheriff Morton.
Sent us a text message. Said he didn't have a pet question.
No pet question, but drive safely. Move over for emergency vehicles. Check on your neighbors because you're right, Sheriff. This is a it'll be done. You said it when you came through the door. I looked at you and I said, you made it. And you said, it's Maine.
It's Maine.
That's Maine.
Second driving test for our Maine drivers, I saw lots of responsible people going at the right pace, leaving good distances, and everyone making their way into where they're going this morning.
Speed and equipment. Good.
Good snow
right
tires.
Right thing on your wheels and slow down solves a lot of problems.
Let's get some questions on
attention.
The PDQ Door telephone line. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. You're on with Dr. David Cloutier, the VZ Vet Clinic. What's your question about your pet, caller?
Well, I got a question. I have a border collie. Oh, and my grandson wants to go for veterinary school. Maybe he can go work with you. Anyway, I've got a border collie, and he rolls in the snow. And he's so smart and independent. Is that what a border collie is? I had him for 1 year.
Border collie, smart and independent, I believe, is in their DNA. But the rolling in the snow, a lot of these dogs, their coats are so good at insulating. Oh. And they love playing in it, burying their head in it, laying on top of the snowbank. You see all the newfies out there just loving it. They were sweating all summer long and just not enjoying the heat, but boy, they're enjoying this.
They're not trying to clean themselves necessarily.
I don't think so. I think they're just really loving
playing games.
It's like a little kid dropping down, making the snow angel.
Angel. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. What's your question about your pet for Dr. David Cloutier, the VZ Vet Clinic?
Well, it's not a question. I talked to the doctor last week about my dog that was 15 and a half years old, a female.
Yes, sir.
And he told me what to look for. The signs that when she was ready, and he was exactly right. He was right on point. She just laid there and stared into the space and stared in the corner, and we had to go do it. So, but that was a lot of help. So,
I'm glad you're not alone out there. I'm struggling with that decision. That's something that we help owners with every day. And it's a personal decision that hopefully you've got someone you can trust to help you make that. So definitely call your veterinarian and ask for some guidance. Ask for help if you need it.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you. I might have pushed it further than I should have.
No, we're glad you called. Let us ask you something. How soon before you might want to welcome another pet into your life?
Well, neither one of us, my wife or I, we can't even think about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if we both talked it, but we don't know whether we can do it, go through it again if we have to. I don't know if I can do it. But
sometimes you feel like you're betraying the memory of your prior pet, and I think somehow they'd forgive us and give us their blessings when you're ready. And like you said, not everyone's ready right away. But somehow it feels right at some point, and when it does, then your heart will take you on the right path. I'm sure it will.
We talked about this the last time when you were on the callers, right? When you buy a pet, or get a pet, however you acquire the pet, you know that you are not going to have this pet the rest of your life. Now, in the case of, we've gone through this with the family, Labs, 10, 12, 13, 14 years. I mean, you're getting a lot out of the pet. And I know there's a new way of calculating dog years. But Even my great-grandson said to his mother not long ago, when he named his dog, and he's had the dog since the day he was born, when he dies, do we get a new pet? He's already, and he's only like 5 years old, he's already figured it out. This pet is not going to be with me forever.
Right. And one thing I try to do too is lots of older clients will lose a pet and think, well, you know, I don't want to get another puppy. And there's many, many pets out there that we can age match. So, you know, we look for that pet that's a little bit older, calmer, already housebroken. And boy, some homes are just wonderful, loving, caring homes and great places for those animals to go.
Text messages to us. Steve writes to us, my GSD,
German Shepherd dog,
loves to play catch with a Frisbee. He drops it at my feet every time when I go to get it. He refuses to let me take it without him grabbing it. How do I fix this?
Yeah.
His needy GSD.
German Shepherds are a very intent dog and very, very intense. So it's a matter of this patient training where when I reach down to grab that Frisbee, if he goes for it, I just back away and wait, and I just keep trying to get the Frisbee. But the moment the dog goes to take the Frisbee, I just need to kind of fold my hands and back away and wait. And you're thinking, yeah, and I'll be out there all day and never get to throw the Frisbee. Mm-hmm. But the first day's the longest day, and each time I do it, eventually I can train that dog to sit, allow me to pick the Frisbee up, take two steps back, and then throw it. And we have the same problem with soccer balls. We play barefoot soccer in the yard, and the dog grabbing the ball, and occasionally when you go to kick it and they grab your foot instead of your ball, it's pretty painful. So we try to teach that dog to sit, stay, allow us to kick the ball for her.
I saw some funny video recently of a dog in the backyard and a little kid on the other side of the fence. The little kid was throwing the Frisbee over. The dog was picking it up and throwing it back to the kid. So
who's teaching whom?
Yeah, right.
Some talented dogs out there.
Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. In through the snowstorm comes everyone's favorite veterinarian, Dr. David Cloutier of the VZ Vet Clinic, online at vzvet.com. Caller, what's your question for Dr. Cloutier?
Hello. Yes, we humans should take some lessons on this death and dying of pets and maybe relate it to our own.
1-800-966-1039. Some similar text messages into us. This person writes to us, 4 years ago, I had to put down my best friend, a chocolate lab. Now I have another chocolate lab, but I still suffer from that loss. This person writes to us, I got my children a Shih Tzu when it was a year and a half old, and tragically, it was struck by a car when it was five. My family was devastated. I did decide to replace him 6 days later. Replace is a hard word, but I replaced him 6 days later to bring the happiness back. Apparently it worked. He's been going strong. He'll turn 11 in February. I think sometimes when we have to say goodbye to a pet, we go through a period of mourning, and we ask ourselves, like that gentleman that called, you know, do I really want to put myself through this again? But you're looking at the loss right now. Think back to the joy.
And we're all so different. Each human being is different. So what's right for me may not be right for George or for Rick. And I encourage people that are struggling, find someone to talk to about it. You don't have to go through it alone.
Are there groups? Are there
actual? Oh, absolutely. And
there's a group for everything on Facebook. I can imagine there's one for...
Sure is. And if the person you're talking to is really not helping, then you kind of move on. But it's something that we as veterinarians talk about with our clients on a regular basis. So the gentleman who called in, I mean, that's our responsibility, is to interact and talk. And I can't tell him what to do, but I can certainly help someone find their own path, find what's right for them, and help them make the right decision. That's our responsibility.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. That's Dr. David Cloutier of the VZ Vet Clinic. What's your question for the doctor, caller?
Well, I just want to say in reference to the death of a dog, I lost mine in November of last year, and someone came with the Border Collie on a leash the day before Christmas to bring my Border Collie. And I've had 13 dogs here in Maine, and they all lived old and ran around. They had a good life and ate good. And you know what? They're happy. An older person that has an animal, they don't worry about themselves too much. They take care of an animal, and it's the most wonderful thing there is. And this guy, oh, my God, I let him out, let him in, let him out. And it keeps me going. So I think that guy ought to get another one, and they'll be very happy.
She brings up a point that we need to discuss because it is the start of December. And you know,
yes,
someone's going to have the idea. I'm going to get the... Our Uncle Andy does the same thing every year.
Gives you a puppy?
No, he threatens to. And he sends the kids all packages. A collar in one package. You open up another Christmas package. It's a dog bowl. Mm. And then a can of dog food. And you think he's going to burst through the door at any moment. The kids' hopes get up.
Uncle Andy is... parent cruelty, I think.
I think the term you're looking for is rat bastard.
Yeah.
One should not simply run out and purchase a pet or adopt a pet at Christmas. This is something you should really think about.
Yeah, so it's a tricky one because we presume we know what's good for someone else. And I'm guilty of the same thing. One was an older retired farmer in New Hampshire, and he had lost his dog. And we happened to have a dog that was given up at the vet hospital. And we were looking for a home. And so I was riding around with him in my truck out on farm calls. And I swung by his house and said, hey, I got this dog with me. And
I got this sucker in the backseat.
Do you mind watching him for? I got to go to the dairy farm. It's kind of hot. You mind watching him for a few hours? And so I left him there. And when I went back to get him, I kind of explained the situation. Said, well, why don't you just keep him for my next call?
Sooner or later,
I kept dropping him off and eventually never went to pick him up. So we're all guilty of it.
What I am seeing, and I've seen it, I'm not going to name any names, but when a spouse passes away, I have seen, I know one case, she bought a dog almost within weeks as a companion and just happy with it. You're not replacing your husband or replacing your wife.
No, but companionship.
But companionship, and that works.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What's your question for Dr. Cloutier, your caller?
Hey, I have a Chihuahua, and I was wondering one way to ease the pain is to breed your dog and maybe keep one or two of the offspring. So I'm wondering, how old is the Chihuahua before she's too old to breed? Or, is 8 too old?
8.
It depends on their health. And so it's one of the things that, that's close to when we would say, boy, I probably shouldn't do this. Lots of larger breed dogs, we would have already said that, but Chihuahuas live a long time. And so she, maybe still be going through heats and maybe able to do it if she's in great health. But you're also at that point where maybe that's not in her best interest and may take a significant toll on her. So that's a good checkup with the veterinarian and kind of a talk about, is this really going to be okay for her?
The reason I asked, my neighbor said, I mentioned it several years ago, and she says, oh no, don't breed her. Her muscles they're no longer flexible and she'd have a hard time. And I'm like, oh really? I never thought of that. Is that true? Something about flexibility of muscles?
Probably not. I think we would just be looking at her overall health. Is she in good body condition? And, it's a big tax on them to carry a litter of puppies. So we'd want to look at her whole health.
Maybe we need to do that with humans, too.
Yes.
You better come in for a checkup before you think it's time for you to have a baby.
GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.